Detroit, November 2011. I'm at WordCamp, in a conference room, giving a 40-slide talk on how to make a living by giving WordPress code away for free. I was 30 years old. I'd been writing WordPress for 4 years. The argument was contrarian. The room was skeptical. The talk landed. 15 years later, I'm in front of a microphone reading my own slide deck back, and I'm a little embarrassed by parts of it. Not most of it, parts. The thing I keep coming back to is that the argument hasn't changed. The shape of it has, the audience has, the tooling has, the argument hasn't. I gave 18 WordCamp talks between 2011 and 2024. 8 cities, 2 countries, 15 distinct talks. I have receipts for all of them. And I think the receipts are the point.
Christopher, before you go further, I want to put something on the table because I've read all of them. Slides, recordings, abstract pages. May I?
Please.
The thing that struck me reading them in chronological order is that you were answering the same question the entire time. Different slide decks, different titles, different events, same question.
Say more.
How do you build a sustainable career around generosity? That's the question. Detroit 2011 asked it about plugin code. Toronto 2012 asked it about newsroom infrastructure. Buffalo 2016 asked it about membership sites. Rochester 2023 asked it about AI. The surface topics rotated. The question didn't.
I didn't notice that until you said it out loud.
I know. That's how through lines work. The person inside them is usually the last person to see them.
There's something interesting in what Edie just said. Christopher, the thing she's describing is what most practitioners don't have. Most people who give 13 years of conference talks couldn't tell you what they were arguing for. They were arguing for whatever the talk's title was. What you've got is something else, a consistent position stated in front of public audiences with a paper trail.
Yeah.
What I'd want to dig at is, why was that question worth 13 years?
Honestly, I'm not sure I chose it. I think it chose me. The Detroit talk in 2011 was simple. A working developer could publish free, GPL-licensed WordPress code and earn a living off the trust the code generated, not the code itself. The room was supportive. The follow-up was real. People who downloaded my plugins for free in 2011 are still on my contact list in 2026. Several have hired me, several have referred me. None of them paid for the plugin that started the relationship.
That's the proof of the argument right there.
It's the proof, and it took 15 years to be visible as proof. 2012 was the newspaper year, 2 talks, 2 months apart, Montreal in August, Toronto in September. WordPress was no longer the blogging tool you also used for sites. Major news organizations were running production newsrooms on it. The talks walked through the structural decisions a newspaper scale install needs to get right. I just started doing work for Postmedia at that point. The talks were partly me processing what I was learning in production.
And the spine held.
The spine held. The newspaper argument was about WordPress as serious infrastructure. The argument now applies to law firms, accounting practices, training organizations, healthcare networks. WordPress is not the lightweight option anymore. 2016 was the membership site year. The same talk, 4 times in 4 cities, Buffalo, Portland, Maine, Ottawa, Hamilton. The Hamilton one ended up on WordPress.tv. I'd promised to build a working membership-restricted site, payment gateway included, in 30 minutes for $30 in software costs, and I delivered it 4 times.
That's an interesting kind of repetition, the same demo at 4 different events.
It is, and I learned something from it. The talk gets better when you give it 4 times, not the slides, the pacing, the pauses, where you stop and check that the room is still with you.
2023 is where it gets interesting again. Both talks were inflection points.
Yeah, 23 was the first year I had to genuinely re-examine the give-it-away argument because of AI.
Walk me through that re-examination.
A capable AI assistant can produce a plausible WordPress walkthrough in 20 seconds. So what's the value of a thoughtful, dated, named, supported WordPress walkthrough from a real practitioner?
And the answer you landed on?
that AI raises the floor on speed, but not on judgment. The reason a paying client hires me isn't because I can produce information. It's because I have shipped enough work in production to know which piece of information matters for their situation, and I can take the consequences if I'm wrong.
Accountability isn't a thing the machine can fake.
Not yet, maybe not ever. I just want to say something I didn't expect to say. When Edie said the question was the same one for 13 years, that landed harder than I thought it would. Because I had been telling myself a story about evolution, about growth, about changing my mind across decades, and I had been changing my mind in detail about a lot of things, but the spine never moved. Which means either I got lucky and picked the right spine in 2011, or the spine picked me, and I have been steering around it for 13 years.
Both can be true at once.
Yeah.
There are five things that stayed constant across all the talks. They're the spine, if you want to see it.
Read them back.
Helpful neighbor over sales pitch. Plain language over jargon. Free as possible. Practical over impressive. Comfortable with constraint.
Yeah, those are the five. 2024 was a live conference game show in Buffalo, Blogosphere Blitz. Three contestants on stage answering questions across WordPress, web marketing, social media, emerging tech. After 13 years of conventional conference talks, the format change was deliberate.
Why a game show?
Because a game show beats a slide deck for retention every time. And by 2024, I had enough of the slide deck format in the back catalog. The game show was permission to try something the rest of the talk record had earned.
And the spine held.
The spine held. The game show was helpful neighbor, plain language, free as possible, practical, comfortable with constraint, just delivered as a live competition with prizes instead of a 40-slide deck.
What I think you're describing, what Edie surfaced and what you've been confirming, is the difference between a career and a portfolio. A career has a spine. A portfolio is a collection of artifacts.
Yeah.
Most practitioners have portfolios. Some of them have careers. The difference is the through line, and the through line is the part you can't fake or assemble retroactively.
And it's the part that's hardest to see from inside. If you'd asked me, before this conversation, what 15 years of WordCamp talks had taught me, I would have said something about evolution, about how my thinking changed, about what I now believe that I didn't believe in 2011. Most of that would have been true. But the more important thing, the thing I didn't see until somebody read all the talks back to me, is that there's a position I've been holding the whole time, without quite meaning to, without quite knowing I was holding it. And I think that position is the actual work. The talks are the receipts. 15 years. Same question. I'd give it again. Edie, thanks for reading those talks back to me. I needed to hear it.
Glad I could.
This is sights I've never seen. Thanks for spending the time with us. Glad you were here.